I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. Joseph O'Neill has put together a slim collection of short stories which can easily occupy an afternoon or two. He won the Penn Faulkner Award for Fiction in 2009. He was born in Ireland of Irish-Turkish ancestry. He preferred English because, as he wrote, literature was too precious, and he wanted it to remain a hobby. He began writing poetry, and Good Trouble is his fifth novel. In Pardon Edward Snowden, he shares some cogent observations. He receives a poem from a fellow poet, Jarvis, which he shares with his friend Liz. She wrote back, "So great that you're writing again. This is good. Best thing you've done in a while. So effortless. Physics and fizz is a pleasure. And don't think I haven't noticed that the English language contractions erase I and you. In a poem drowning in materialism, that's just such a smart, playful way to raise the issue of subjectivity." Mark did not get back to Liz or to Jarvis. "Ray the Dylan Nobel," Liz said. "It's depressing." This passage encapsulates this story. In the world of cheese, O'Neill wrote, it had never occurred to Breda Morrissey that things might go seriously wrong between herself and her son Patrick. But back in the fall, he had declared her persona non grata, his actual expression, and pronounced that she was no longer permitted to have contact with her grandson, Joshua, on the grounds that she would be an evil influence. It was a crazy, almost unbelievable turn of events, and all about such a strange matter, a scrap of skin. The death of Billy Joel has a somewhat disturbing title. O'Neill writes, "For his 40th birthday, Tom Rourke organizes a golf trip to Florida. He emails a total of 10 men, but only 3 say yes. A few, including some of his oldest and historically and theoretically best friends, do not even summon the energy to reply. 2 of the 3 who agree to join him, Aaron and Mick, are his regular golfing partners in New York and friends of only a few years' vintage. Only the final member of the quartet, David, was at college with Tom back in the 80s. David now lives in Chicago. Tom hasn't seen David in a long time, and hanging out with him is one of the things he's most looking forward to." Another teaser as to whether this will be a fun outing or a disaster. Lastly, we have Goose. In late September, Robert Daly flies New York to Milan. He travels alone. His wife Martha, 6 months pregnant with their first child, is holed up at her mother's place upstate in Columbia County. Robert is going to the wedding of Mark Walters, a Dartmouth roommate who for years has lived in London and is marrying an English girl with a thrilling name, Electra. Electra's mother is Italian, hence the Italian wedding. Italy, New York friends tell him, is the most beautiful country in the world. Bravo if you can figure out the connection of these and the other 7 stories. Good Trouble by Joseph O'Neill is a story which will have you puzzled through to the end. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading.